I'm a bit confused about what's the difference between the functional design and conceptual design. Is it just more detail, as I understand it?
We're talking that the functional design is more your area of things where you'll want to look at what functions are needed in the remote control and
Right.
what specific things it has to do. But the conceptual design is perhaps bigger than that and includes
How
the
it will be done.
dirt and that kind of thing.
So, where do we identify the components of our product? I think it's in the conceptual design phase that we identify the it's in the conceptual design phase that we identify the components of our product.
I think we'll start initially with the functional design
Okay.
already. Okay, so that's just a brief overview of the project itself. What I'd like us to do now is simultaneously introduce ourselves and start using some of the tools that we're using for the project, specifically the whiteboard. So each person in turn, I'd like us to go up to the whiteboard, the pen's just underneath it there, and draw your favorite animal and then tell everyone what your favorite characteristics of that animal are. And while you're doing that, tell us your name, what your role is, and perhaps how your animal relates to the role that you're taking in this project. Would you like to go first?
Do I have a choice? Okay, cool. So you tell me if you're quite nervous. Cool. You don't have to hurry, we've got plenty of time.
So my name's Kat, and I'm really not very good at this whole drawing the long game. So Yeah, well, at first I thought it was going to be cat. Yeah, I didn't expect it to be that.
No,
No, I understand.
I can see what it means. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's a fluffy rabbit. Blue. Rabbits ain't coming blue, but okay, and I like it because it's small.
Right.
It's fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
One day you'll be able to genetically modify them and they will come in pink. And what's your role in this?
I am the animal manager.
Okay, cool. I am the marketing expert. So like I'm gonna be doing the apparently according to the little guy on the computer that knows everything, the user requirements specification for the functional design, trend watching in the conceptual design. And product evaluation in the detailed design.
Okay.
So, yeah. And more about yourself. You're from. I'm from Leicester. Second year. What else do you want to know? I like sport. yeah, aerobics, kickboxing, spinning.
But not with rabbits.
Not with rabbits, no. And vets, I like vets as well. And yeah, very familiar with all kinds of animals, but I do like dogs. Oh, sorry, maybe I should have said it beforehand.
That's not bad at all.
Maybe the fact that they protect their home. Yeah. What it has to do with my role in the project, it's hard to say. I hope to be loyal to the project and not to let people doing similar projects know the details of our project or something. Yeah, very I'm from Estonia. So, in the different stages of the design, so at first I will be responsible for designing the technical functions of the remote control. Then, in the conceptual design stage, I need to come up with interface concept, and then in the last stage, I will be responsible for the user interface design.
Great. Thank you. Okay. I'll do some. I'll rub the features. I'll let the drawings stay. Okay. My name is Gaurav. My favorite animal, one of my favorite animals is a cow. I've got no idea how to draw a cow. this is going to be... Yeah, that will do. Okay, so let me draw the body first. Big round body, really skinny legs. And they've got a long tail. And a long face. And there is some grass there. So this is what I like about cows. That they just keep sitting there eating grass. They do not disturb anybody. They are kind of Buddhist in a way. So yeah, I like cows. My role in the project is the industrial designer, so I'm supposed to design all the details of the product, how it works, and whatever it'll take during the functional role, what are the various functions that have to be performed by it, during the conceptual design, what are the various components of it, and finally, I'm not too sure what was the last part, the detailed design, I guess it will again be the identification of the components and how they integrate with each other. I'm from India. I'm doing my PhD in psycholinguistics. I sit at the Department of Psychology. Yeah. Thank you. Doesn't look like a cow, does it? No way. Okay. I think in the beginning, one thing was that was mentioned was that it should be trendy, user-friendly, and original. So I think your point is relevant as far as the originality is concerned, that we should provide some features that are quite unique to this. All right. There is a lot of functionality in there that is not used 90% of the time, but will be used 10% of the time. Yeah. Yeah. And then use the. We can aim for, I mean, we can think about all these little things, but we can aim for something with that gives a high battery life. Although I don't think that it's a huge problem for remote controls anyway, battery life. Every now and then you need to replace the batteries. Big learning curve, yeah. So it should kind of fit in as well, and the stereotype of a, yeah. Right.